everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 8th. The topic is prosperity, and the quote is from Calvin Coolidge. Prosperity is only an instrument to be used, not a deity to be worshipped. Wow, you know what? Dr. Bernie Siegel says, he asks the question, who's your Lord? And the first time I heard him say that, I immediately was thinking religion. Okay, my mind immediately went to religion. And I was like, oh gosh, why? But then he clarified what he meant. He clarified what he meant by, what Lord do you serve? Do you serve the Lord of money? Is money the Lord? Is power the Lord? What is it? Yes. Like Calvin Coolidge says here, prosperity is not a deity to be worshipped. I remember someone actually said to a group of people that are young and impressionable and were looking for leadership, and they said, don't ever let the money come before the person. People are more important than money. It was pretty powerful. All right. Oh my gosh. You guys, I don't read these before we get together. Here's what Linda has to say. Talk about serendipity. Money makes many things easier, no doubt about it. We sleep more soundly when we're not worrying about how we're going to pay our bills. Where we go wrong is not in having money, but in thinking that money is what defines our worth. We take a job we're not crazy about because of the money. We think the man down the block must be smart and important because he has more money than we do. Yep, this one definitely touches me for sure. Meaning touches me with my experience with trauma as well as, yep, I'll just leave it as that. I'm laughing. It's not funny, but I am laughing. I'm glad that I can laugh about it now and not cry. Because yes, the car meant more than my life. Let's put it that way. Yes. The money meant more than the relationship. Yes, I had someone say that to me about my biological family. The money meant more than the relationship. And that was very hurtful to hear. It was definitely truthful, but definitely difficult to hear. Okay, here's the affirmation. I can think about money as something that helps me do good things for myself and others, not as a goal in itself. How often are people driven by money? They'll even say things, if I can make money, I'll do it. Do it to the extent of what? To lying and cheating other people? Then I suppose a person needs to pause and wonder, what the hell are they doing? Because in that situation, the money's more important than the person, the people, and the relationship, as well as the collateral damage. So yes, think about money that helps us do good things for ourselves and for others, not as a goal in itself, not as a deity to be worshipped, and not as a Lord to serve. Guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember, we're stronger together, we're better together, and take what resonates and go beyond.